We will begin the story in just a moment, but first I have a message for the parents out there. We are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. So don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. When I was looking to hire someone, it felt like taking on a whole nother job. I wish I had Indeed, because then I would have been leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day with Indeed's matching engine, which constantly learns from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsor job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/story. Just go to Indeed.com/story right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/story. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Indeed.
Story Spectacular.
Today's show is titled A Bunny Cotton Candy Tale.
Who wants a story? Let's go!
Welcome to Story Spectacular, the podcast for tamer car rides, relaxing bedtimes, or for when you just need a break with a fun story. I'm your host, Angie. Today, we will go on an adventure with a brave little bunny named Beatrix and search for some candy treasure. Let's begin our bunny tale now. A Bunny Cotton Candy Tale. There once was a little bunny named Beatrix who lived in the forest. This little bunny dreamed of adventures and loved to go on treasure hunts in search of candy.
Eureka!
When little Beatrix Bunny grew bigger, she left the other bunnies in the forest to go on a candy quest. She packed a basket full of carrots and said goodbye to the others.
Where are you going?
The other bunnies asked.
I'm going on an adventure in search of candy treasure. But don't worry, my friends, I will be back again someday.
Then Beatrix Bunny started down the bunny trail. She hopped across the forest, over little hills, and across babbling brooks. Beatrix reached the forest edge and came to an open meadow of honeysuckle. There were birds fluttering around the field, swooping in to drink honeysuckle nectar from the blossoms. Beatrix nibbled on the sweet flowers.
This is sweet! I must be getting closer to even more sweet treats.
A little bird called out to Beatrix Bunny.
There are even more sweet treats on the other side of this meadow.
Golly, thanks, little bird.
She hopped her way across the long stretch of honeysuckle field. Then Beatrix reached the land of sand.
Oh dear, I was looking for dessert. Not a desert!
The bunny heard a chuckle and saw a tortoise slowly crawl out from behind a shady cactus.
Have no fear, bunny dear. You're headed in the right direction. The treasure you seek lies just across the desert. In case you lose your way, here is a map to guide you. And here, take some sweet figs and cactus juice for your basket.
Wow! Thank you kindly, tortoise!
Don't mention it. Safe travels!
Beatrix Bunny hopped and hopped and hopped. The desert sun was very hot, and Beatrix was feeling so tired. and a little bit lost.
The map said that the candy treasure is just up over that mountain in the distance.
The bunny took a drink of sweet cactus juice and ate a fig snack, then kept on going. Finally, Beatrix reached the bottom of a mountain. The poor little bunny was so worn out and tired. She had to stop and rest for the night. After setting up camp, the bunny fell asleep. But suddenly, a rustling noise awoke Beatrix from her slumber.
Who's there?
An animal crawled out from behind a bush and stepped into the moonlight. It was a coyote.
Yikes!
Shouted Beatrix as she started to hop away.
Wait,
said the coyote.
Do not be afraid. I won't hurt you, little bunny. I'm the mountain guide of this here mountain, and I can help get you safely to the other side where the treasure you seek will be waiting for you.
Okay, I guess I could use a little help climbing over the mountain.
The bunny cautiously hopped up on the coyote's back. They hiked higher and higher under the light of the moon. The mountain was steep, but the coyote kept on climbing all the way up to the top. As they reached the mountain's peak, the sun began to rise in the sky and illuminate a candy paradise. Beatrix looked out at the incredible view and marveled to the coyote.
Gosh, what is this incredible place?
Why, it's the Big Rock Candy Mountain, a magical land filled with sweet treats of every kind.
The bunny hopped down from Coyote's back and jumped for joy. There were bushes made of cotton candy and bubbling streams of ginger brew and lemonade. There were tree trunks made of fudge and jelly bean rocks. Then Beatrix Bunny heard noises of singing and laughter. It was coming from a group of animals who were dancing and singing in a circle. There was a squirrel, a lizard,
howdy,
a hedgehog,
hello,
and a badger.
Nice to meet you.
Each one had on a bonnet decorated with ribbons and candy. They ran up to Beatrix Bunny and placed a peppermint swirled bonnet on her head. They all held hands and pranced around, gathering candy to place in Beatrix Bunny's basket. The animals skipped their way to a section of the mountain that was covered in cookie dough.
Let's roll,
said the hedgehog as it curled up into a ball and rolled down the cookie dough hill.
Come on, let's go, Beatrix.
Woohoo!
Hooray!
The bunny rolled all the way down the cookie dough hill and gently bumped into a gumdrop at the bottom.
Wow, that was so fun and delicious.
Then suddenly a cloud rolled through and covered the sky.
Uh-oh,
said Beatrix.
It looks like rain.
Ha ha, don't worry, little bunny. Just hold out your tongue,
the lizard replied. Beatrix looked up at the sky and held out her tongue. Suddenly, rainbow sprinkles started to fall from the sky. They were colorful and sweet and melted on her tongue.
Golly, what a treat,
said Beatrix Bunny.
The Big Rock Candy Mountain is a candy paradise. I wish I could stay here forever, but I must be going now.
But where are you gonna go, Beatrix Bunny?
I want to share this candy treasure with all of my friends back home. But don't worry, new friends, I will be back again someday.
Beatrix Bunny said goodbye to her new friends.
Goodbye!
And hopped the long journey all the way back over the mountain, across the desert, through the honeysuckle field, and to the forest back home. The other forest bunnies were getting ready for bed, They were sitting around the campfire telling stories when they heard Beatrix Bunny hopping down the bunny trail.
Beatrix! You're back!
And look at all that candy!
Where have you been?
Was it a funny bunny adventure?
Beatrix replied,
It sure was. Why don't I tell you all about it in a campfire song?
Trail came a bunny hopping, and she said, Hey, let's get going. I'm headed for a land that's far away, beside the fizzy fountain. So come with me, we'll go and see the big rock candy mountain. In the big rock candy mountain, there's a land full of delight, where the candy grows on bushes and you eat treats every night. Your basket's never empty and the sun shines every day. All the birds and bees and the cotton candy trees, the lemonade springs where the bluebird sings in the big rock candy mountain. To the big rock candy mountain, trickling down the rocks. The animals all wear silly hats and everybody's kind. There's a big lake too filled with ginger brew. You can paddle all around in a big canoe in a big rock candy mountain. Come one and all, we'll have a ball in the big rock candy mountain.
Hooray for Beatrix Bunny! She had so much fun on her journey to find treasure. You can have fun on all of your journeys too by taking along your favorite stories. Download full episodes of Story Spectacular to your device and listen offline in the car, in a tent, on a plane, or even when you're hopping down the bunny trail.
Hooray!
I loved hearing all about Beatrix Bunny's sweet adventure. I want to learn even more about bunny rabbits. Luckily for us, Tildy is back to share some fun facts. Tildy is a tortoise. She's one of the oldest living creatures on the planet. She's traveled all around the world and has seen many, many things. She's joining us here today to share three fun facts. Isn't that right, Tildy?
That is correct, Angie. I've been all around and have seen many, many things. Today I have some fun facts about bunny rabbits. Fact one, most bunnies have 28 teeth that continue to grow bigger throughout their lifetime. They use these teeth to munch on flowers, clover, and sometimes garden vegetables.
I guess that's where all of my carrots went.
Fact two, bunnies have long and strong back legs that allow them to hop around. They also use those back legs to kick and defend themselves from predators and to pound loudly on the ground and warn other bunnies of danger.
Wow, bunnies sure can do a lot of cool things. How fast can a bunny go anyway?
I'm glad you asked, Angie. That brings me to fact three. Bunnies can hop around really, really fast. Some bunnies are able to reach a speed of 50 miles per hour or 80 kilometers per hour. Wow, Tildy, it sounds like a bunny rabbit might beat you in a foot race. Haha, I'm not so sure about that, Angie. But if I ever do race a bunny and win, I'll be sure to come back and let you know. Sounds good to me, Tildy. Come back again soon to share even more fun facts. Goodbye, young ones. Today's show was a funny bunny adventure. We hopped along the bunny trail with Beatrix Bunny all the way to the Big Rock Candy Mountain and discovered a candy paradise. We also learned some funny bunny facts with Tildy the Tortoise. Thanks for lending your bunny ears and listening to today's bunny tale.
Story Spectacular!
Story Spectacular is written and hosted by Angela Ferrari. To watch spectacular videos, go to storyspectacular.com. If you want to support the show, then please leave Story Spectacular a 5-star rating and review on your podcast app. This helps our show climb the charts so that even more friends can discover spectacular stories too. Thanks for listening. Goodbye, young ones.
Hop to see you again soon.